popularly referred to as Ganamse. Now, none of you may recall that in my remarks to you last year, I acknowledged that because ostensibly of the difficulties our nation had gone through in recent years, some amongst us had decided to find unorthodox means of keeping body and soul together. Ganamse was one such means. As a result, illegal mining has been conducted on riverbanks and in our forest reserves, leading to the pollution of our waters, the degradation of our lands, the non-reclamation of degraded land, and the use of dangerous chemicals such as mercury and cyanide on the environment. I was of the view shared happily by the majority of Ghanaians, that if we allowed it to continue, we would be jeopardizing both our present and our future. Our responsibility to this end is clear. In dealing with the menace, governments set up at the level of the cabinet an interministerial committee on illegal mining with the world-renowned scientist Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng in the chair, which at the commencement of its work recommended an initial six-month ban on small-scale mining activities, a request to which I assented. The ban has since then been further extended. Government gave directives to the committee to carry out certain activities to bring sanity into the artisanal gold mining sector. These included, one, the launching of Operation Vanguard on 31st July 2017, a force comprising officers and men and women from the military and police service, tasked to prevent further pollution of water bodies and land degradation. Despite the deeds of a few, Operation Vanguard has been to date a considerable success. Two, the training of small-scale miners in sustainable mining methods at the George Grant University of Mines and Technology in Takwa. 600 miners have so far been trained, and as of June the 4th, 2018, 1,500 miners are receiving training in responsible mining practices. Three, a nationwide tour by the Minister for Chieftaincy and Religious Affairs to solicit the support of chiefs, queen mothers, and other traditional and opinion leaders in the fight against illegal mining. Four, regular interactions between the Interministerial Committee and the Small Scale Miners Association to craft a code of practice for small scale mining operations. Five, the formation of district mining committees against illegal mining with clearly defined terms of reference. These committees are expected to address all issues concerning small scale mining in their district. The Metropolitan Municipal and District Chief Executives had already been informed about the composition of this District Mining Committee, which were duly inaugurated before the end of the first week of January this year. And six, the deployment of satellite imagery and drone technology to monitor the mining activities of illegal mining. Government also ratified the Minamata Convention on Mercury as the 40th state party. The objective of the convention is to protect human health and the environment from anthropogenic emissions and releases of mercury and mercury compounds into the environment. Let me at this point express my and the appreciation of the nation to you, our revered religious leaders, and our eminent queen chiefs and queen mothers for the support you have offered and continue to offer in the fight against Gallansay. I was in the Western region for a three-day tour a little over a week ago, and I was comforted by the strong remarks of support by the chiefs I encountered, who attested to the marked improvement in the vegetation and the quality of the water bodies in comparison to the situation a year ago. In spite of the limited successes chalked so far, it is clear that we have not yet defeated this menace. I know, however, that one matter at the heart of discussions is when the ban on small-scale mining will be lifted. Let me reiterate that the ban is meant to be a temporary measure until we're able to streamline and sanitize the small-scale mining sector. I assure you that shortly you will hear from government a statement setting out a comprehensive roadmap, including the lifting of the ban, to deal on a permanent basis with this grave threat to the present and future health of our nation. The comprehensive roadmap will address, amongst others, the following activities: reclaiming and reforestation of mined out areas, restoration of impacted water bodies, strict supervision of the processes of awarding mining licenses and associated permits, the establishment of a mercury pollution abatement project, the implementation of alternative livelihood projects, systematic control of the engagement of excavators and changfans in mining areas, and continued formalization and regulation of the small-scale mining sector. When the ban is lifted, you will have a responsibility, as was successfully discharged in the days of our forefathers, to continue to help preserve our lands, water bodies, and environments. We all have a duty to say no to Gallansay for our own common survival and the survival of those who are to come. If we allow it, we're jeopardizing both our present and our future. This cannot be overemphasized. On the statement of the religious spokesperson, which we've heard just now, will continue to ring, I hope, in all our ears.